From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. G20 agriculture deputies urge to support global food resilience. Indonesia and Japan agreed to intensify multi-sectoral collaboration. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo on Wednesday urged the agriculture deputies of G20 member states to be committed to supporting global food resilience. He hopes that in the second session of the G20 agriculture deputies meeting, the delegates can discuss and agree on a G20 commitment to supporting global food resilience. It was affirmed by Minister Syahrul Yasin in a virtual address at the opening of the second agriculture deputies meeting, or ADM, as quoted by Antara. In addition, he also appealed to all delegates to support the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, as reflected in the G20 Agriculture Ministers' Communique. Indonesia and Japan agreed to boost various forms of cooperation in the maritime investment, environment, and energy sectors during a state visit conducted by Indonesian President Joko Widodo to the East Asian country. To strengthen peace and security in the maritime area surrounding Indonesia, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has conveyed to President Joko Widodo that Japan will further support the improvement of Indonesia's maritime capabilities. This was stated by Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida while welcoming the Indonesian president at his office in Tokyo, Japan, escorted from a statement received by Antara on Wednesday. Prime Minister Fumio also stated that his side's support was also apparent from the implementation of a review on the cooperation for granting of patrol boats being conducted currently. The Indonesian Agriculture Ministry, through the second meeting of Agriculture Deputies ADM, has invited the G20 member to commit and work together to find concrete solutions to the global food disruption. This was pointed out by Chairman of the G20 Agriculture Working Group, Kashdi Subagiono, while opening the second ADM on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. The Agriculture Deputies meeting is one of the derivatives of the Agriculture Working Group, AWG, of the G20 that focuses on global agricultural development. The meeting is taking place in Yogyakarta from July 27 to 29, 2022. Subagiono, who is also serving as the Secretary General of the Agriculture Ministry, urged all members to agree on a draft communique regarding the three main priority issues in the agricultural sector, which has been prepared based on inputs from all parties and will be submitted by the Minister of Agriculture at the G20 Agriculture Ministerial Meeting at the end of September 2022 in Bali. The government will support efforts to boost the capacity of health and laboratory offices in detecting the monkeypox infection that has spread across countries in Asia. Enhancement of detection capacity is essential to prevent the spread of monkeypox following infection cases reported in various countries. This was conveyed by the Coordinating Minister of Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Deputy for Health Quality Enhancement and Development Coordination, Agus Suprapto, on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he also pointed out the intensification of training could enhance the health officers' capabilities to detect monkeypox. Head of the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency, BP2MI, Benny Ramdhani, during a press conference after closing the employment business meeting EBM in Badung, Bali Wednesday, said that his side pursued collaboration with parties to accelerate Indonesian migrant workers' placement abroad, since it could not rely on just one ministry or agency. He has also stated that it is impossible for the country to run alone and answer the need for enormous job opportunities abroad. Hence, collaboration is important. Ramdhani explained that his side held an employment business meeting in Bali on July 25 to 27, 2022, to connect Indonesian migrant worker placement companies with overseas employment providers, Indonesian representative abroad, and other relevant parties. Let's move it on to the international news. A UN watchdog voiced alarm on Wednesday at deteriorating rights in Hong Kong, especially calling on the Chinese territory to repeal the sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing 2 years ago. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the UN Human Rights Committee, made up 18 independent experts, said it was deeply concerned about the overly broad interpretations of and arbitrary application of the law. It said that the law had reportedly led to the arrest of over 200 persons since its enactment in 2020, including 12 children, on grounds of endangering national security. Almost 1 million people in suburb of Wuhan, China's central city, where the coronavirus was first recorded, have been placed under lockdown. As reported by BBC.com, Jiangxia district residents have been ordered to stay inside their homes or compounds for 3 days after 4 asymptomatic COVID cases were detected. China follows a zero-COVID strategy, including mass testing, strict isolation rules, and local lockdowns. This has resulted in far fewer deaths than in many other countries. But the strategy is facing growing opposition as people and businesses continue to face the strain of restriction. Well, listener, let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Diplomatic Corner, highlighting Indonesian Consulate General in Hamburg promotes Indonesian home decor SMEs at the 2022 Nordstil Summer Exhibition. The Indonesian Consulate General Hamburg participated in the Nordstil Summer 2022 Exhibition, July 23 to the 25th, 2022 in Hamburg. The international exhibition was held annually by displaying 5 product groups, namely consumer goods, furniture, design and interior, jewelry, and souvenirs or office stationery. The Nordstil exhibition has been held since 2014 and attended by up to 500 exhibitors or co-exhibitors by 2021. A quarter of them were from outside Germany. Germany is one of the largest furniture exporting countries in the European Union. German consumers' interest in home decor items is increasing from year to year, with a trend that prioritizes sustainability aspects, including environmental friendliness, attention to the welfare of craftsmen, and aspects of functionality. According to a statement received from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in this year's Nordstil Summer Exhibition, the Indonesian Consulate General in Hamburg cooperated with furniture entrepreneurs from Yogyakarta and Lombok. They produce household handicrafts that are modern and functional, but still have an exotic Indonesian feel. The Indonesian Consulate General in Hamburg also cooperated with ceramic entrepreneurs from Salatiga, who produce ceramic functional for kitchen and household purposes, with a modern feel but still highlighting typical Indonesian motif. The presence of the ceramic producer at the Nordstil Summer 2022 exhibition couldn't be separated from the support of Bank Indonesia representative office in London, considering that the company is a partner of small and medium enterprises assisted by the Central Java Provincial Bank Indonesia office. The Consulate General in Hamburg continues to promote Indonesian products in the working area in order to help increase exports and recover Indonesia's national economy after the pandemic. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We'll be right back. listener, we begin Today in History with the event of July 28, 1976, Tungsten earthquake. The Tungsten earthquake occurred on July 28, 1976, with a magnitude of 7.8. The epicenter of the earthquake was in Tungsten City, an industrial city in China with about 1 million inhabitants. The earthquake was called the largest one in the 20th century. More than 242,000 people died and more than 700,000 people were injured. The impact of this earthquake was fatal. The cities around the epicenter were completely destroyed. The shaking was also felt strongly in Beijing, forcing residents in the night to stay outside. We turned to another event on July 28, 2010, the crash of AirBlue Flight 202. AirBlue Flight 202 crashed in the Margalla Mountains on July 28, 2010, while flying from Karachi City to Islamabad in Pakistan. The accident caused by human error killed all 152 passengers and crew. We end today in history with the event of July 28, World Hepatitis Day. World Hepatitis Day is commemorated every 28 July. This commemoration aims at raising global awareness of hepatitis B and hepatitis C and promoting prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. About 500 million people worldwide are living with hepatitis B or hepatitis C. The date is taken from the birthday of Professor Baruch Samuel Bloomberg, who first discovered the hepatitis B virus. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kulangkahkan kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The University of Indonesia showcased the electric bus of its own making at the Perkindo Electric Vehicle Show 2022, held at G-Expo in Jakarta from July 22nd until 31st, 2022. University of Indonesia has proven the skills of Indonesians in the electric vehicle sector, especially mass transportation. University of Indonesia and PT Mobil Anak Bangsa or MAB joined hands in producing the electric vehicle. Ahmad Akbar Abdillah, one of the students who researched the electric bus, said that the bus is lighter, but able to carry more passengers than other buses. The MD12ENF UI's electric bus was tested while carrying 48 passengers. With a 325.85 kilowatt-hour battery, the bus can go for 250 kilometers without traffic, and its battery recharge only takes 1.5 to 2 hours. Besides the innovation, another student, Habib, also joined in developing another innovation, namely a durable and fast-charging battery. It is a lithium iron phosphate battery, which uses two methods of charging, namely fast charging and normal charging. The bus is rectangular, and according to Habib, the shape is designed for aerodynamics during high-speed trips. In its use, the University of Indonesia's electric bus is the first electric vehicle being operated on the road of Jakarta's bus rapid transit TransJakarta. After a cooperation was signed between PT Mobil Anak Bangsa as the producer and PT TransJakarta. Indonesian Presidential Chief of Staff General Muldoko said that the innovation is expected to replace the not eco-friendly public transport. He further hopes that the University of Indonesia's electric bus can be realized equally, mainly in the edges of Jakarta with great pollution, because of the abundance of non-eco-friendly vehicle. The University of Indonesia's electric bus will be tested on the TransJakarta road for 3 months, from August 1st until October 2022, in its Corridor 6, Duku Atas 2, Ragunan, Rauth. PT MAB President Director Kalik Irwantono welcomed the cooperation that is a commitment of PT MAB and University of Indonesia in making Jakarta greener. Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia. from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
In the commemoration of the National River Day, which falls on July 27th, Kali Brantas Festival was held in 7 thematic kampungs in Malang City, East Java Province. The kampungs include Kampung Keramik Dinoyo, Kampung Grabah Penanggungan, Kampung Putih Klojen, and Kampung Biru Arema. These kampungs are chosen because they are crossed by the Brantas River. Kali Brantas Festival took place from July 24 to 27, 2022. The Kali Brantas Festival is expected to rebuild public awareness as a movement to care for the environment by paying attention to river conditions. One of the activities on Brantas River is the Larung Sesaji Labuh Ritual. In Kampung Keramik Dinoyo, the Larung Sesaji Labuh Kali Ritual is carried out as a tradition to pray and hope that the community will always be given safety. In addition, this ritual is also held as an expression of gratitude by throwing fish. When the ritual takes place, the community has gathered on the edge of the river. Then dozens of female dancers go down to the river, carrying containers made of ceramics filled with fish. They perform the Larung Sesaji Labuh Kali ritual accompanied by gamelan chants. During the Larung Sesaji Labuh Kali ritual some times ago, a total of 300 endemic fish were thrown or released into the river, such as wader fish, koi fish, and kotes fish. In addition to throwing fish, the ritual is also equipped with various types of offerings, such as polo pendem, or rice porridge with brown sugar in the middle, umbarampe, tumpeng cone-shaped yellow rice, jenang sengkolo, and others. Afterwards, it is brought into a ritual event, then the food is eaten together.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam matamu, ku lihat tatapan.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian students once again made the nation proud by winning 4 silver medals at the 54th International Chemistry Olympiad. The Olympics was held online in Tianjin, China from July 10 to the 17, 2022. The silver medals were won by Nathanael Reza Putrawijaya from Yakobus High School, Jakarta, Muhammad Dihya Abi Abdimanaf from QSBS Al-Kausar 561 High School, Tasikmalaya, West Java, Kevin Lius Bong from Petra 1 Christian High School, Surabaya, East Java, and Emilda Putri Aulia from MAN 2 Malang City, East Java. These Indonesian students also won the award as the best result in virtual experiments and the Golden Monkey Award. Acting head of the National Achievement Center, Asep Sukmayadi expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian International Chemistry Olympiad team. He also hopes that this achievement can continue to be improved and inspire other young Indonesian generations to have the spirit to make achievements. The International Chemistry Olympiad was participated by 83 countries, one individual team, one observer country, with 326 students, 166 mentors, and 140 supervisors. The 2022 Indonesia International Chemistry Olympiad team was coached by 3 mentors, namely Deana Wahyuningrum, Fainan Falemani, and Irma Mulyani. In addition, they were also assisted by 2 supervisors, namely Aziz Adaris from Pertamina University Chemistry and Ari Hardian from General Ahmad Yani University Chemistry. International Chemistry Olympiad was done through remote access exam, in which each participant did the exam in their country, considering that there are still spikes in COVID-19 cases, especially in China and several countries in the world. The written exams for participants were held on July 13, 2022. The process of assessing student work results, moderation, and determining the final results by mentors and judges of the Scientific Committee 2022 was held in Tianjin, China from July 10 to the 17, 2022. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
tak pasti. Kau ada denganku, setia menemani, menunggu waktu terbaik untuk berjalan lagi, mencari yang pantas hadir dalam kereta ini.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Now we're talking about song by Nunung Wardiman. Nunung Yulianti Wardiman, or her stage name Nunung Wardiman, is actually one of the best female jazz singers in Indonesia. Her fame rose after releasing two album series, Nada and Improvisasi, or Tone and Improvisation, in 1981, and Nunung Wardiman in 1983. Her top number in the album is Surat Undangan, or Invitation Letter, composed by Julius Viole. The song is about women who receive a wedding invitation letter from her ex-boyfriend, whom she still loves. Well, listener, here is Nunung Wardiman with Surat Undangan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Enjoy listening to this one wonderful song.
Tiada kabar berita tiba ujung suratmu, ku membacanya dan kecewa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Walaupun sampai akhir hidupku,
Oh, angin malam bawa aku kepadanya. Senyuman di bibirmu, itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu. Diiring gemuruh angin meniup daun-daun, alam yang jadi saksi. Kau serahkan jiwa raga. Angin tetap bertemu, tak henti walaupun sampai akhir hidupku. Oh, angin malam.
Of Indonesia.
Berkeping-keping janjinya, kini air mata jatuh bercucuran. Tiada lagi harapan. Tiada seindah waktu itu, dunia berseri-seri. Malam bagai siang seterang hatiku, penuh harapan denganmu. Kini hancur berderai di hatiku yang lama ku simpan, hancur kini sebelum berkembang. Mengapa ini harus terjadi di tengah kebahagiaan? Ingin ku rasakan lebih lama lagi hidup bersama denganmu. Thank you. waktu itu dunia berseri-seri, malam bagai siang seterang hatiku, penuh harapan denganmu. Kini hancur berderahan kepedihan berantakan, kunci di hatiku yang lama ku simpan hancur kini sebelum berkembang. Harus terjadi di tengah kebahagiaan, ingin ku rasakan lebih lama lagi hidup bersama denganmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senja di batas kota selalu teringat padamu, saat kita akan berpisah entah untuk berapa lama. Walau senja berganti, wajahmu selalu terbayang, waktu engkau kulepaskan berdebar hati di dada. Tidak dapat ku lupakan peristiwa kisah ini. Engkau di seberang sana menunaikan tugasmu. Senja di batas kota terlukis di dalam kalbu. Hanya bila kau kembali, hidupku akan bahagia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.